Hello there, and welcome to your favorite podcast with me, Otain Francis. Welcome to Bayera Podcast. And today, we will be having a discussion on yams. Of course, the ones you know and the ones you don't know of. Yes, there are a lot of them. Hold my hand as we go on a long ride. Welcome back. Yam appears to be in a lot of species scientifically. There is the white Guinea yam, which is very dominant in the West and Central Africa. It is also indigenous to West Africa. We also have the yellow Guinea yam called the Dioscorea cayensis. Yeah, they are such big words. It is also indigenous to West Africa. We have also the Dioscorea alata, which is the most cultivated species originating from Asia. You've got to be careful with these names, you know, don't bite your tongue. Okay, well, let's drag ourselves here to Africa. I think we probably do most of the yam eating here. Yes, I'm sure about that. We eat yam almost every day, and most homes eat yam dishes on a daily basis. The same way we eat rice too. In Ghana, we have varieties of yams. The best of yams, I can possibly say. We have varieties such as Puna, Laribako, Muchumudu. Wow, that's a fantastic name. A yam with the name Muchumudu. Wow. We have the Asana. We have the Dente. We have the Sewa. Wow, I thought Sewa was an African name, but it appears to be a yam name too. Wow, Africans are, you know, unbelievable. We have Afasie yam, we have Koko Asebaire. Yeah, I heard this name the last time I traveled to the Western region, the Koko Asebaire. And we have Bayofofro, which they say is the new yam. We also have sweet potatoes resting on the other side. So you see, there are a lot of yams you can possibly choose from, and definitely pick your choice depending on your taste. I'll start up with Puna, which happens to be my very favorite among the yams I have stated. Puna is very nice. I really love this yam. I just love this variety of yam. It's dry, it smells good, and it has this sugary taste. Maybe I'm not the only one who notices, but it tastes great all the time. Even at its baddest points, it's very good. At its worst point, it's very good. I bet you should all try it out. It's awesome. Puna is very awesome. Especially when it's used for my favorite dish, yam pisi and a grounded stew with a touch of our locally salted fish, Kobe. Whew! I'm sure I'm not the only one who loves this. I'm sure you love it too, right? Mm-hmm. Yummy, right? Okay, let's go. We also have the Afasie. They normally say it enhances excretion of fecal matter when consumed. I remember the last time I had to check this out for myself, and I tried it, and it's true. It actually washes your belly, your digestive tract. It actually washes it, and I had to run consistently over. Oh well, the name and the job it does corresponds. It's slimy when peeled and has a yellow or white look. Now, not forgetting our own local Asobaire. Yes, the Asobaire, which happens to be one of my mom's very, 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 very favorite. It's a very favorite of hers. I'm sure most people like it too, and they have their reasons too, because I am not a fan of Asobaire. I don't like Asobaire too much, but hey, Asobaire can be your favorite. It cannot be my favorite. Everyone has tastes. Most people like to wash and cut this yam into chunks instead of peeling them, especially my mom. She likes to cut this type of yam into chunks. I asked her, why don't you peel this yam? She says, no, I don't want to peel this yam. I want to cut it myself. I want to cut it in a way that suits my taste. And I managed to run some searches on why people don't peel their yams when cooking it. And it's actually a good thing because it helps to reduce your blood pressure. So actually it maintains your blood pressure, and then you have some health benefits. So I don't know how that influences the taste of yam, but it does, and it really sells in its season. When it comes, people want to purchase it. I don't know why, but then people really love this yam. Have you ever tried it before? If no, you've got to try it. Even though I'm not a fan of this particular yam, I bet you won't regret it. I bet you won't regret it ever. But your fufro is also tipped to behave on the same way as asobaye does. So this bayo fufro and then the asobaye, they all have something in common. It has a yellowish whitish color and slimy when peeled. The bayo fufro has this yellowish whitish color and is slimy when peeled. It also gets slimy when it's cooked with the skin, because when you cook it with the skin and then you take off the skin, you still feel this slimy feel of it. I mean the area covered with the skin. Yes. So since yam is a leading agricultural export commodity, it is exported to the rest of the world so others can have a taste of it. So I don't know where you are listening from, but then I bet you have tasted yam before, and then you know how yam tastes. We have various varieties of yam. So if you have been tasting a one-way yam, I will urge you to take a curve and then try out different varieties of yams. Yam is very good. Yam is nice. Anyone who says yam is not nice doesn't know what he or she is saying. Yam is nice. Mostly the immigrants who move from here and go to abroad, they prefer the puna. They actually prefer the puna because it's the nicest among them. But when the new yams start to evolve, they reject puna and then they demand for the new yams. Yes, because everyone wants to have a taste of each variety of yams. But they will have to come back home. They will have to come back, else we are finishing it here. No, we won't leave anything for them. People mostly prefer puna, laribako, muchumudu, asana, dente, and sewa. Apart from these bean varieties, their names are top notch. Their names are really top notch. A name like puna. Well, puna sounds simple, but puna is not a word you think you will come across easily. Laribako is also there. Muchumudu. Take a look at muchumudu. When you eat yam called muchumudu, you know how powerful you can become. Muchumudu. Eating yam called muchumudu isn't something, something to joke about. It's very powerful. Now, these varieties are of high quality and largely produced by small-scale farmers, mostly with the organic production method. And the organic production method has to do with yams being cut at the head. Normally we call it the head, as we say it in Chi, niti etireno. Yes, I'm teaching you a little bit of Chi too. That's why you have to subscribe to this podcast, because I will teach you everything you need to know. So the organic production method, where you cut the yam from the head, dig the soil, build a mold, and then put the yam head in it, and then water it, and then wait for it to grow That is how that production method, the organic production method, is. And I bet you, you will have to try these varieties of yams if you haven't, because these are the best yams you can find on the planet. These yams that I have mentioned, Puna especially, you have to try them if you haven't tried them. If you are not a lover of yams, I prefer you cook it according to your taste. You can make the dishes out of it according to your taste. On our next episode, we will look at yam dishes and how you can make them. But not forgetting, subscribe to Bayora Podcast for more of this. This is the end of our program, and I would want you to subscribe to this podcast so you don't miss next week's podcast, because I want you to listen to it and learn more from it. So have a great weekend. Enjoy your weekend. Spice up yourself with some yam contents if you haven't already. And then I'll see you next week. Bye-bye.